Rosemary Gray had never felt more content. She took another sip of hot coffee, pulled the soft quilt closer around her shoulders, and inhaled deeply. There was a hint of spring in the air, that indescribable mix of tiny green shoots pushing up through the soil, of snow melting, of new beginnings. Even her cat, Smudge, was friskier than usual, happy to be outside in the morning sunshine after spending the past few months curled up by the fire. At the moment, she was carefully examining a beetle that was hobbling across the porch, and Rosemary breathed a sigh of relief when the beetle successfully tumbled off the side without injury. It would be April before the last snow fell and the countryside burst forth into flowers and grasses. But even now, with the end of March in sight, winter was most definitely on the wing in Paperwick, Connecticut. "You look like one of those women in the movies," Rosemary's best friend Jack said as he came out onto her porch. "What? What does that mean?" asked Rosemary with a laugh. Jack took the second rocking chair on the porch and cupped his hands around his coffee mug. "Oh, you know, you're sitting out here, that dreamy look on your face, all glowy and pretty and happy." He paused and gave her a grin. "And in love?" Rosemary swatted Jack, then settled back in with her coffee. What could she say? He was right. She'd only been dating Seth McGuire, Dr. Seth McGuire, newly appointed head of the anthropology department at Paperwick University, since the fall. But at 30 years old, Rosemary knew a good man when she met one. And Seth McGuire was a very good man. Jack, of course, took full credit for the match since he'd introduced them. The three of them were colleagues at the university, with Jack and Rosemary teaching English literature and history, respectively. "Hey, here comes our daily forecast," said Jack, getting to his feet and leaning out over the porch railing as his husband, Charlie Stewart, jogged up. Rosemary and Jack still got a kick out of the fact that Charlie, a best-selling novelist, an armchair meteorologist, was so serious about fitness. She and Jack had always tried to avoid anything that made them sweaty or crampy or uncomfortable and considered a brisk walk across the university campus to be exercise enough for them. They'd been trying to do better since New Year's, taking walks around the farm whenever they remembered to, but somehow their power walk always morphed into a stroll as they got lost in conversation. "We're definitely going to be getting a preview of the upcoming spring this afternoon," said Charlie, reaching over the railing to take a sip of Jack's coffee. "Those are cirrus clouds way up there, and there's no rain in the forecast for today." "Excellent," said Jack, taking his mug back. "Jog on, my good man." Charlie gave them a little salute and disappeared around the other side of the house. The porch that Jack and Rosemary sat on ran the whole length of Rosemary's cottage and overlooked a large pond or a small lake. No one could decide which it was. And its surface was glassy and peaceful that morning. Just around the circle of the pond was Jack and Charlie's gorgeous old restored farmhouse. A narrow road encircled the pond so that it was easy on any given morning for Jack to stroll next door to Rosemary's cottage, or vice versa. The friends generally met up at one house or the other for coffee in the morning, wine in the evening, or both, most days. The farm, known these days as the old Clark Farm, was a little slice of history in itself. It had been the homestead of a family by the name of Clark for generations. When one of the Clark daughters, the beguiling Hortense, married Jonathan Gallo in the 1600s, he took control of the land and it became the Gallo Farm. Through a twisty chain of events, Hortense, who, along with her sister Mercy, worked as a midwife and healer in the area, had been accused of witchcraft and was subsequently murdered. Jack and Charlie, both fascinated with the New England witch trials, had happened upon the farm and instantly fallen in love with it.